promotion of an anything-goes mentality. Politicians may come up with ideas to tinker around the edges of the problem, but they can't fix the problem. Does anyone else think God is giving us over, as Paul writes, to depraved minds? Are we paying the price for ignoring him and blaspheming his name? God has built futility into his creation in hope that the creation will turn to him. It's the only path with a real solution. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection right here on K1, a service of Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And today we're going to get technical with you because we have Matthew Songer in here from Tri-County Tech. And first of all, thank you for sponsoring our radar. We really appreciate that. But also, we've got a great school year that starts real quick. How quick, Matthew?
It starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow!
We got students coming in at 8:15 in the morning tomorrow morning. They're going to begin this journey with us. We're incredibly excited for our school to start. Mm-hmm. It's been a long summer. It's been an empty summer because a lot of us still work on campus. In fact, yesterday we had all of our educators and we had everyone raise their hands on who all stayed during the summer. The majority of us actually stayed throughout the summer, but there was no students, and so the campus seems super empty. So we're incredibly excited to have school start back up tomorrow. And to have these kids back on campus.
But, yeah, there'll still be a couple. Who are these people? These are your students, man.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, you know what? Let's go back to summer. No, I am so excited for all these students to be back. This is what we all train for.
It is. And, you know, you've got such a very rich resource there with Tri-County Tech. You and I were talking in the green room just before this about how popular these schools are becoming nationwide, and I have to thank certain people in media for kind of pointing this out, but this is something that I've always held as a personal conviction since I was in high school, and I watched it work out in my school, and guys going on to other places that would give them a two-year degree. But Mike Rowe is one of the guys who did Dirty Jobs. Mm-hmm. And on a TV show, and now he's still all over the place, and he is touting the value of schools much like Tri-County Tech.
Exactly. So Mike is a very big, strong advocate for the tech system and the career tech in general. He's lived these, like what he calls the dirty jobs, mm-hmm. and he's able to see what we're needing and what we're missing. And so he goes to all these plumbers and electricians and carpenters and people that work in kitchens, and he sees that we're losing more people than that we're gaining, and how we need to fix our thought process around secondary education, that you actually can make an amazing living without having to go to college.
It is amazing how this happens because, you think about the debt that our young people incur going to a four-year school and really not knowing if they gonna like what they studied to do. Mm-hmm. You have such a variety of different career paths that are available for study at Tri-County Tech.
We really do. I want to touch about one thing that you mentioned just a second ago. Mm-hmm. Is about the debt that people incur by going to college.
Yes.
that is one of the biggest issues we've got right now, as far as debt for people my age. Is it's, I think it's over $1 trillion in student loan debt. And what we at Tri-County Tech, by the year 2025, we want 90% of our graduates to leave Tech completely debt-free.
That is pretty darn good. That way you can start your career in earnest, mm-hmm. and you can start with a clean slate.
Exactly.
Many of your people who attend right now, from what I understand, are students who already have a job, but they're working toward maybe doing something a little bit more enriching, more mm-hmm. of their likeness, and also a little bit more for their pocketbook, too, down the road.
Exactly. And so we have classes that are at night, so uh-huh. after the typical work day. And we have countless classes that you can take. In fact, if you were interested in what classes we do offer, mm-hmm. You can go to our website, which is tricountytech.edu, and you can go up to the adult tab and click on those, and you'd be able to go through all of the fast track, flex, and full-time courses that we have. Mm-hmm. Now, full-time is like a normal traditional student, like one of our high school students that would come at 8 in the morning. They would leave at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Our flex courses are for those working adults, like you just said, mm-hmm. where you could have a normal 9 to 5 job and then come out to Tech and maybe change careers. And then our fast track courses are anywhere from just a couple weeks all the way out to maybe 6 weeks. And they're the ones that you can come in, you can get a training real quick, and you can get back and you can have a great paying job. In fact, our average graduate makes $19 an hour starting out.
That's a pretty darn good start these days.
It is a very good start these days. And in fact, some of our flex courses that for those working adults that are wanting to start or maybe change a career, we have a few classes that are actually available now that will be starting up in the next couple of weeks. And we have plenty of openings for them. So if there's anyone out there that maybe thinks that, hey, I really want to change my profession, we have openings for you, and we have places where we can do, and we have resources where we can help you.
What are some of the classes where we have openings?
We have our IT, which has a variety of different certificates that an IT professional would need to do, such as CNET, CCNA, CompTIA. Those are all IT courses. Now, that is one thing. If you were to ask me what those individual courses were, I wouldn't be able to tell you. That's not my my wheelhouse on that one, but I do have really good knowledge on these other ones, such as accounting. Now, everyone is going to need accounting. Every year, we're all forced to talk to accountants or be your own accountant. It's kind of rough every year around April. Machining and welding. So we actually are growing in machinists here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, so right here in this town. In fact, we're planning on adding 150 new machinist jobs in the next couple of years. And we're going to need more machinists to be able to fill those positions. And that's actually going to be right here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Same thing with welders. If you like to travel, maybe you are just needing something and you like working on your hands. Maybe you've welded for a long time, but you really want to get certified. So you can go out to the pipelines and you can weld. It's amazing money right there. We have plenty of openings in our welding and machinist. Another one that I want to touch on is medical coding. Mm-hmm. All of us go to the doctor at some point, and if you don't, you should. And then after you get done with your appointment, someone enters in all of your information, and someone makes sure that your insurance goes through, all your payments go through. Mm-hmm. Those are medical codists. And then the last two that I want to talk about is culinary and construction. Culinary is one that we would love to see more people come into. What's amazing about this is that not only does it teach you how to just do normal cooking in like your own kitchen and into mm-hmm. a restaurant kitchen, but it's actually industry level certification and training, so that once you leave our campus, you can go into any kitchen anywhere and work exactly the same. Our kitchen is set up to be exactly like what you would see in a restaurant.
Oh my.
That's the one thing about Tech, is that we want to make sure that it's as close to the real thing as you absolutely can get. Same thing with our construction program. Construction is amazing, and the sky's the limit really on our construction program. So you start off with a level one certification in both electrical, HVAC, plumbing. Once you do that, carpentry as well. Once you have that, then you can then be an apprentice underneath a journeyman. You then can become a journeyman. And then after a little bit of time, you can become your own contractor and you could have your own business. And where we start you up with like a construction program is just the very bottom, and you have the sky's the limit to increase your pay and your own hours, and you can be your own boss after just a few short years.
That is really amazing. And it all starts right here with Tri-County
Tech. It starts right here in at Tri-County Tech in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Now, if I were to, you know, just have a little thought here, maybe I want to take a class or so. Getting on the website would probably be my first introduction, followed by a phone call and a visit. So let's start off. What's the website?
So the website is tricountytech.edu.
That's easy.
That's an easy one. In fact, once you get onto that website, for most of the people probably listening right now are probably adults, and so you'd want to go to our adult page, and on that page just list all of our programs. Just kind of skim through it. No matter what program you click on, there will be an apply now button up there towards the top. That's actually your start to your application process.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, one of our advisors will get a hold of you. Then we'll go ahead and set up the times to have you come in and talk to us. But just it's a very simple couple clicks, and we'll get you started on a life-changing career.
Could even be in IT, and you can fix that computer you're tapping on right now.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned IT. That is something where the future is, and in fact, the present is. And it's something that, as far as the eye can see, you're going to need IT. And I imagine there are plenty of doors that would be open after having the proper training.
Mm-hmm.
That could take you just about anywhere. I'm happy to hear that machinist jobs are coming back.
And they are.
I started out working in the factories before they started closing down in the 70s up in northern Indiana. I worked a punch press, and I worked a machine where you slipped in the rods and you actually turned it into a screw.
That's,
and, you know, you had to really have a good hand-eye coordination. You had to know what you're doing. You had to know your mathematics. And I saw a lot of those plants close down. And when you mentioned that that's coming back and it reflects what we're hearing in the news, more manufacturing jobs are back here in the U.S., that kind of brought a smile to my face, because I know a lot of people at that time had to do what some are doing now with the computers. They had to relearn. They had to do something else because they were 45, 50 years old. They were far from ready to retire, and they had to learn something and learn something quickly. And if it wasn't for vocational education at what level that they had back in the 70s, they would have been lost. But this is right here. This is right now. And even right out of high school, boom, you can do this. You don't have to wait till the world changes on you. You can change with the world, or even be, better yet, Matthew, ahead of the curve?
Absolutely. So a lot of my high school students are able to, in fact, 80% of my high school students either go on to college to do, let's say, maybe they're wanting to be a doctor or a lawyer, stuff that we can't at Tri-County cover for them. But either 80% of them either go on to college or just start right into a career. In fact, I would love to see that number higher. Because I would love for even more kids to go on to college or go straight to a career. But that's the nice thing about tech is that once you leave my high school programs, you can immediately go into a job.
That's amazing.
And so, like, these college kids. So when I was in college, I had to work retail. And retail does not pay well. For those people that have worked it, you know what I'm talking about.
It's the hardest living you'll ever.
It really is. And so I wish I would have realized how amazing career tech was when I was in high school. But these kids now that are taking advantage of this, because my high school students are able to come to tech for absolutely free. All they have to pay for is like $15 for maybe some safety glasses, which is incredibly easy to come up with. And if that's the sticking point, then I'll cover it. But we don't want any student to not have the ability to come to tech because of a financial reason.
Wow.
And so we'll make it work.
That is incredible.
With these students, they're able to leave tech and graduate from tech and have amazing part-time jobs or maybe a full career immediately upon graduation.
Man, I like that. I like that a lot. You know, it used to be, we're never going to bring back the good old days.
Right.
I'm not so sure the good old days were all really that good. I think we just remember the good parts where you got your high school diploma and right out there, you got a job.
Right.
And your training was on-the-job training. Well, you know, this kind of takes a nice little step here to make sure that you put a little bit of equity into what you're learning. And, of course, the payback is that certificate, that graduation. And, of course, that piece of paper that says you do know something. You're qualified to start out at a higher rate of pay than you would be just kind of stumbling onto something accidentally.
Absolutely. And the the job opportunities are absolutely phenomenal right now.
Off the chart.
Well, what they're saying right now is that by the year 2025, 75% of the available jobs that we would be able to fill are going to be jobs that need a certificate, such as welding, such as machinist, or maybe an IT person. 75% of these jobs have to come through some type of career training.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, I've never met a welder who was out of work.
I have never either. And in fact, some of those welders, they make some amazing money.
They do.
So we have one of our, I guess, most famous students who has been in multiple different newspapers and all sorts of stuff. When she graduated Tech, she was making $100,000 a year just a couple years after leaving us. I really wish I was making that much now.
Wow, that's all I can say. Wow. Give them the address and give them on the World Wide Web so we can get these folks who are now just hearing this the invitation to make that first contact.
Absolutely. So the easiest way is go to tricountytech.edu and click on the Apply Now button on any of our pages. You can also come and see us at 6101 Southeast No Water Road. And that's here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 74006.
Matthew, thank you very much for dropping by. Good to see you in person.
It's good to see you.
All right. Take care now, my friend. And you've been listening to our community connection. And we've had Matthew here with us with Tri-County.